I served in the U.S. Navy as an intelligence specialist 2002 to 2010, and I was deployed to Afghanistan in 2007. I'm also a USA memory champion, and I held the record for the fastest to memorize a deck of cards in the United States. In 2012, I set out to combine my passion for memory with my passion for our country, military, and those that I served with in Afghanistan. Over the course of a mentally grueling 10 months, I committed to memory the fallen U.S. military from the war in Afghanistan. Their rank, first name, and last name. It's over 7,000 words memorized in the order of their death. Imagine the Vietnam Wall being created in real time in front of your eyes by someone writing the wall out from memory. This is what I do with the Afghanistan War heroes. I write their names one by one. It takes 11 hours to write out the fallen, and it is done simply to say you are not forgotten. As I've traveled the United States with this wall, I've heard the stories of these men and women. I've heard of their selflessness, their heroism, and their lives. I've become a better person by hearing these stories. And here, in this format, it is my honor to share these stories with you. It has been said that the nation that forgets its heroes will also soon be forgotten. This is one of over 2,300 stories from the Afghanistan Memory Wall. Watching over you, First Lieutenant Todd Weaver. When Emma Weaver received her husband's possessions after his death, she opened his laptop to find the drive wiped clean. Yet two letters remained on the desktop. He had written one to her and one to his daughter, Kylie. His death left Emma wondering how to parent a child whose father had given the ultimate sacrifice. How would she teach her about her father? How would she explain war and duty? Those letters tell so much of who Todd Weaver was, but to a greater extent, the legacy he left behind. The model son, standout athlete, and scholarly student who became a loving husband and doting father. For the men of the 101st Battalion, 320th Field Artillery Regiment, he was the perfect leader for a dangerous and violent time. Weaver joined the military on 9/11. Not officially, but it might be better said that on that day he committed himself to the fight. After all, he was still a high school senior preparing to quarterback the football team. He came home that day and told his father he didn't know how or when, but he had to do something. He had a duty, a destiny. His cosmopolitan upbringing, a family devoted to patriotic service and high-achieving siblings, gave Weaver an appreciation for events on the world stage. His father, Don Weaver, had served as an infantry officer in Vietnam and for the State Department in Foreign Service. His brother served in the Army, and his sisters achieved academically. Todd Weaver would achieve no less. His travels led him to study French and Russian. He pushed himself on the baseball diamond, batting 400, and excelled in the classroom. Emma thought he struck a good balance between work and play. It seemed that whatever Weaver set out to do, he excelled to the full extent. Weaver started college at James Madison University, but left after one semester for the National Guard, eager to serve. This led to a 10-month deployment in Iraq, where he gained valuable experience that would bear fruit when he led men into combat. Before that deployment, he reacquainted with his high school classmate, Emma. At a party, before heading to Iraq, he ran out in the rain in socks and asked for a kiss. Todd and Emma would later marry and have Kylie. He enrolled at William & Mary for their ROTC program and graduated summa cum laude. Weaver rejoined the Army, this time as an officer, and completed the rigorous Army Ranger School, earning the tab in the spring of 2009. The experienced infantry soldier was now a Ranger-qualified officer. As he prepared for his next deployment to Afghanistan, he struggled with emotions of family, duty, and combat. The outgoing Todd closed himself off for a time. Emma witnessed that difficult phase that greatly affected them both. She experienced the adversity that comes with being a military spouse. He learned, matured, and found himself again. Weaver arrived in Afghanistan during the summer of 2010 as an executive officer of an infantry company in the 101st Airborne. While most junior officers had yet to see combat, he was a veteran. Another unit, the 1st Battalion, 320th Field Artillery Regiment, had been tasked with infantry duties but lacked infantry leadership. Weaver and fellow officer Jacob Ivey volunteered. They both accepted demotions, not in rank, but in positions, to teach and lead as combat platoon leaders in the Kandahar province. Lieutenant Colonel David Flynn, the battalion commander, paired Weaver with another infantry veteran, Sergeant First Class Kyle Lyon, to lead the platoon of soldiers in a job for which they were unaccustomed. Their men were soldiers, but didn't have the typical training for infantry tactics. They both embraced their role and were part of the reason the battalion eventually earned a presidential unit citation for heroism. Weaver, the self-starter, needed little guidance in preparing his soldiers for the constant combat they faced. The consummate professional, he took the time to write letters to each spouse or family of his soldiers regarding his position, background, and offering an open door for them. Weaver knew what he expected from his soldiers, and they no doubt knew what was expected of them. While many units prepared for Operation Dragon Strike, designed to clear roads and strongholds used by the Taliban, Weaver led his platoon in the nearby Argandab district on September 9, 2009. In addition to regular firefights, they faced the constant threat of IEDs. The enemy buried them under the road, along trails, and in the grape rows. Every foot placement carried the inherent danger of these hidden attacks. Weaver found a narrow path he thought Taliban soldiers might use and devised a plan for an ambush. He searched for a good location for a machine gun. It was there that he stepped on an IED. His fellow soldiers responded quickly, but there was nothing they could do. They rendered first aid, just in case, and called for a medevac. During the response, another soldier stepped on an IED, but survived. Miles away, close friends that were fellow officers heard over the radio of a severe injury. Todd was their buddy, and they had talked about life, religion, politics, and family. They learned it was him, and the injuries had been fatal. He was the unwavering soldier and the leader they all aspired to be, and now he was gone. 9 hours later, a notification awoke Emma at 6 a.m. at her home in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. She thought it was a dream and then thought maybe they had come to tell her he was only hurt. A few states over, the same notification for Todd's parents, Don and Jean Weaver. They all traveled to Dover Air Force Base soon after to meet husband and son. A month later, Emma read the first letter. "Dear Emma, well, if you're reading this, I guess I did not make it home, and therefore I was not able to remind you again of how much I love you. I love you so much, baby, and I will always love you. Although I may not be here right now, take comfort in the fact that I am watching over you right now. I am not gone, and I will always be with you in spirit. I know this time must be hard for you, but I also know how strong you are. Never forget that God knew what was best for us before we were even born. Take comfort in that. This happened for a reason. Although you may not believe it now, you will one day. I want you to know just how important you are to me. I could not ask for a more caring, beautiful, and loving wife. Those memories that we have shared over the last few years have been the best of my life. Although it may seem like my life was cut short, I lived a life that most can only dream of. I married the perfect woman. I have a beautiful daughter that amazed me every day. I even had two great dogs, at least most of the time. I couldn't ask for anything more. If you feel sad, just think back to the memories that we shared. Look at our daughter and how beautiful she is. Be strong for her. Remind her about her daddy and tell her that I loved her more than anything else in this world. Her birth was the best day of my life, and she was the best thing that ever happened to me. Her smile and laughter represent all that is good and beautiful in this world. Tell her that her daddy is in heaven now, and I will watch over her and protect her every minute of every day. I love you, Emma, but never be afraid to do what you need to do to be happy. It is important that you continue to find happiness in your life. Although you may think that is impossible right now, have faith. much better times are coming. You and Kylie have a wonderful life ahead of you, and I'm so happy to have shared some of it with you. I love you, your loving husband, Todd. Only one can imagine the strength and courage it took Todd Weaver to write that letter, to share his heart and faith. Yet there was another for his daughter Kylie, just over 1 year old when her father died. Dear Kylie, my sweetie, although you may not remember me, I want you to know how very much your daddy loves you. I left for Afghanistan when you were 9 months old. Leaving you is the hardest thing I ever had to do. You are so very special to me, sweetie. You are truly a gift from God. The best day of my life was the day you were born. Every time I see you smile, my heart would just melt. You are my sweetie. My life was not complete until you were born. I am so sorry I will not be able to see you grow up, but remember your daddy is not gone. I am in heaven now, smiling down on you every day. You are so very lucky to have such a wonderful mom to take care of you. Make sure you are good for her and help her out whenever you can. Always remember to say your prayers at night and be thankful for all your many blessings. Never forget how important and special you are to so many people. We love you so very much. When you get older and start school, do your best and try to learn as much as you can about the world you live in. Always be nice and caring to others, and you will discover that the world will be nice to you. But when things aren't going your way, never forget that God knows what is best for you, and everything will work out in the end. You have such a bright and beautiful future ahead of you. Have fun, enjoy it, and remember, your daddy will always be proud of you and will always love you. You are and will always be my sweetie. With very much love, your daddy. There's no handbook on how to teach a child about a dead parent. Emma states that with no reservation. Yet she's found her own way to do just that. True to Todd's letters, she's taught Kylie that he's watching over them from heaven, that he'll always love them. Navy diver Alex Wright was a classmate and friend of Todd's at William and Mary. A bit younger, he had once driven Todd and Emma on a date. Emma later married Alex, who's truly joined Emma in making sure Kylie knows she has two loving fathers, one on earth and her dada Todd in heaven. These relationships have uniquely woven together. There may be no handbook, but they're doing it through teamwork. Bruton High School in Williamsburg, Virginia, retired Weaver's football and baseball jersey and established a scholarship in his name. The College of William and Mary also created scholarships. One can also do the Weaver workout at CrossFit. While these accolades honor Todd Weaver, his real legacy lies in the way his fellow combat officers talk about him daily. It can be seen in the way his father proudly speaks of his son's accomplishments. It's the way Emma, Alex, and Kylie keep Dada Todd's memory alive.